Next case, please.
Next case is number 11575, the application of Linda and Ray Beckamenko. If I said that wrong, I apologize. Requesting a variance for a reduction in side yard and front yard setback, referencing section 115-42B and section 185F of the Sussex County Ordinance. Property located west of Cedar Neck Road and being south of Piney Point Road extended, approximately 280 feet west of Piney Lane and being lot 10 of the Norman and Justice subdivision. 911 address is 38225 Piney Point Road, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR, General Residential. Tax map ID is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 231. And they're requesting, more specifically, a 2.8-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard for an existing garage, a 1.1-foot variance from a required 5-foot side yard for an existing deck, and requesting a 2.7-foot variance from the 30-foot front yard for the existing garage. We did receive a letter from Harold Kreiss, and it states, I have no objection to Sussex County granting a variance for these two structures in question as they have been in place for over 30 years. These structures will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor impair any use of my property, and gives his address. I'm an adjacent landowner to the property requesting the variance. In addition, there were two, I believe there was another letter of support attached. There was a letter of support attached from Paul and Walter Cooper and Deborah Cooper Scully with a Piney Neck Road address voicing support. They were attached to the application. There were no letters of opposition. There was one mail return.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Lane.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Chairman.
Would you want to stand up and be sworn in, please?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for
the record? My name's Jack Melvin, 6 Bay Point Road, Billsboro, Delaware.
Okay. Right here.
Linda Beckamenko, 2 Kenwick Road, Hocussin, Delaware.
Thank you.
Ray Beckamenko, 2 Kenwick Road, Hocussin, Delaware.
Okay. And do you all swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm representing the Beckamenkos tonight.
You can guys can sit.
Yeah, mate,
you can sit. Be fine.
We actually go way back as friends, and the reason I'm here to represent them tonight because they shared with me the situation that they got into where they found out why they were not in violation of the variance was they were hoping to sell the property. Mrs. Beckamenko received it in an inheritance from her father, who passed away 3 years ago. They had, her mother and father had occupied initially a single wide home back in the 70s, and then eventually built a two-story home on the property in the late 70s. And then they lived there subsequently from that till their demise. So the Beckamenkos, in essence, have inherited the property. And one of the key points that you want me to go over on this, I'm sure, is I don't think they can enjoy reasonable use of their property unless we get these variances granted, because they want to actually convey title to someone else. The survey that was submitted to you people shows that it was actually going to be conveyed to another property owner, and it's popped up, so they're working, dealing with it. The actual setback variances requested are for the deck in the rear. That's a 5-foot setback requirement. It's 3.9 to the clear, so it's a 1.1 variance. And actually that 1.1 is for the steps that come down and encroach into the area. It's not the deck proper, but certainly it does encroach upon that setback. And the first letter that Mr. Lank read was from the property owner, the adjacent property owner on that side, that said he had no problems with it. The other structure is the garage in the front that requires, it's a freestanding garage. It requires two variances, a front setback variance of 2.7 feet from the 30-foot setback. It is back 27.3. So again, it requires a 2.7 variance, and it requires a 2.2-foot variance on the side because it is encroaching. It requires a 2.8 variance from the side because it's 2.2 from the property line. These existing accessory structures, and thanks to your staff, gentlemen, at the administration here, helped us look up the property records and all. They were all properly built with permits. All the necessary property assessments were adjusted. All the property taxes were paid over the years. So Mr. Datesman, Mrs. Bakamenko's father, who actually owned this property from the beginning, did everything according to the book, if you will. And as you look at Piney Neck Road and Piney Neck Road Extended, because I looked at the satellite pictures, they're very narrow. And that's where the difficulty came in for Mr. Bakamenko placing that. However, the ordinances weren't in effect at that point. But anyway, there's many, many homes along there that have garages placed as such because, again, the lots are only 60 feet wide, and when everyone tended to, over time, as they upgraded their dwellings from the single-wide mobile homes and then tried to fit everything on, it just didn't work without moving it to the sides. The home itself, which is a two-story home, is totally within all the setback requirements. Okay. Again, the steps of the deck encroach, and the freestanding garage encroaches. To summarize, the criteria or standards for your variance is the uniqueness of the property. The uniqueness of the property is the fact that it was so narrow. And the narrowness forced almost Mr. Datesman to move the accessory structures close to the sides. So I feel that the 60-foot wide was the uniqueness of the property and it's so narrow. And the authorization of these variances are necessary to enable the Bakamenkos to really enjoy the reasonable use of their property in the sense that they want to convey it to someone else in a sale. They did not create this difficulty. Mrs. Bakamenko's father was the owner of the land, and he applied legally to build these structures via the permit process and justifiably did everything proper. If the variances are granted, they will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Many homes are in the same situations with accessory structures, and they've been in place for over 30 years, many of them. These variances, if granted, will not impair the appropriate use and enjoyment of the adjacent properties. Letters of no objection by the adjacent owners, and in fact, the Coopers, Mr. Lank, are the other adjacent property owner on the other side. So there were two letters on the file, one from each side property owner that are adjacent to this, and they have no objection. And if these variances are authorized, they'll represent the minimum variance that would have to be granted because they are in place. They will afford relief and represent the least modification possible for the Bakamenkos. Any questions?
Okay, we'll see. We'll start up, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions?
No. Nicely done.
Very well. Yes. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Bricker?
I assume by what you, there is that word again. No, I think you said to me, to this board, that CCs were not issued, certificate of compliances. You couldn't find anything in the records where they had for their accessory structures, the dwelling, or the additions.
Well, when working with your staff, we went over the property cards, and it showed where they, We didn't see that, no.
Okay.
But we did see where the assessments were added.
Okay, so in other words, okay, so they never got certificate of compliances, but it's been that way for 30 years, since 1980-something.
Well, right? Some of these permits were like 79, 77.
77? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so he got permits for everything, but no certificate of compliances. Okay.
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Berger?
No questions.
Are there any further questions? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant's demonstrated they meet the standards for granting a variance. The uniqueness being the narrowness of the lot and the situation as well, where they've inherited the property that's already been developed and now need some relief. Therefore can't be developed in strict conformity, making it necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, it wasn't created by the applicant. According to the testimony, we heard testimony will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, or it hasn't seemed to over a 30-year period, or been detrimental to public welfare, and a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,575.
Do you have a second to that motion?
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,575. All those in favor, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,575 is approved. Yes, sir.